All right, let us go to St. Louis and bring in at CSN Bags with two G's. Andy Baggerly, good morning.
Hey, Marty, how are you?
Oh, we're doing fine. I should have slept in the station last night, but other than that, I'm okay.
Yeah, a lot of baseball in a short span of time.
Well, I was trying to figure it out. I did a pregame, a postgame, a pregame, postgame, and I think I combined two of them together. So somehow I got through the day. But what a day of baseball. Boy, you talk about a team struggling right now. And I said this earlier. When you look at three quality starts in 18 games, and the big guys are not playing right now, they're hurt. And even when they do play, they're not doing anything. You put that together, you come up with a problem on the road and a problem anywhere.
You sure do. And that's one of the points I think I made in the story I wrote after game two last night, which is, hey, this is a team that's already really challenged to get through nine clean innings and not make mistakes. We've seen it all month through the month of May, where they made the most errors in the big leagues, and the starting pitching obviously has made a lot of mistakes over the plate. And now they're in a position where you have a day where you don't have Bagan, you don't have Pablo Sandoval. In game two, you don't have Buster Posey either. First time all year they didn't have either Pablo or Posey in the lineup. And you got to be perfect. You got to play perfect ball to beat an Adam Wainwright in St. Louis. To say nothing of other challenges they're going to have soon with Arizona and Atlanta and Pittsburgh. These teams are all playing well. And it's just asking too much for this team to play perfect baseball right now because they've been so far from it. And, it gets a little bit disorienting. But, it just takes one clean game. And who knows? Maybe Chad Gaudin's going to step up and throw a really good one today. And I still don't sense a defeated attitude. I think that there's definitely a reserved attitude. And everybody knows that if this play continues a lot longer, they're going to be buried quick. But so far it hasn't happened. And they're in the Central. They'd be 8.5 back, but they're not. So take that as a positive and just try to go out and play a better game today.
Well, as Ernie Banks used to say, let's not play two today. Let's just play one today. Because, yeah. you know, they get chewed up in the doubleheader for all the things you said. But I said the big guys have got to come back and they've got to hit. You can't expect Belt 6-34, Blanco 5-34, Crawford 7-26, Pill 4-20. The big guys, Sandoval 5-30, Posey 2-20. I don't think it's fair to put the onus on the young kids. The big guys have got to hit, and they've got to get back in the lineup. And until then, you just kind of look at the West and say, all right, Arizona's one step forward, one back. The Dodgers, same thing, and just sort of hang in there. But the big issue for me is the quality start of the starting pitchers and when that is going to turn around, or is that an epidemic that could just keep going?
Well, you really do wonder, because with Matt Cain, it's been so sudden, whether it be the home runs or the couple of big innings he's had, and then he's really looked like his old self. And I really do feel like you see him throwing 93, even hitting 94 in the later innings. He totally straightens himself out and looks fine. Lipscomb, we all know what the deal is. He's not able to be consistent from pitch to pitch, batter to batter, and it's going to be really hard for him to reestablish himself unless he can get some consistency. And we're dealing with year two of this. With Cain, it's a new phenomenon. And with Bumgarner, I think he just had a couple of lapses yesterday. But, you know, those two guys, there's a lot of pressure on them right now. The Giants can't really afford to lose on their days to pitch. And getting back to the offense, I think, you know, a doubleheader really tells you a lot about the quality of your 25-man roster. Because you always hear it takes 25 guys. Well, it takes more than that. It takes all the guys in your system, really. You see the Cardinals, they've had a lot of injuries. But, you know, they bring up guys from the minor leagues, and they all deal. And they all, find a way to compete. And, as Bochy said, you know, they rested their two through five hitters from game two and game one, and they still went out and tagged Cain. So, I think we all know that the Giants didn't have a lot of experience on their bench when the year began. Guys like Nick Newman making the team, and he did really well. He deserved it the way he played in spring. But, you know, this is not a team that has a lot of depth on the position side either. And I think that we're seeing that with some of these big guys out.
All right, you're breaking up just a little with us. Andy Baggerly joining us from St. Louis as the Giants and Cardinals get ready to play today. Chad Gaudin and Tyler Lyons for the Cardinals. Say, you know anything about Tyler Lyons, Andy?
I do not. I know very little. He's left-handed. He throws with his left hand, I can tell you that. But I also want you to know, Marty, that this interview is only happening because I'm walking to the ballpark. I'm holding my coffee in one hand. I've got my suitcase and my work backpack because we're going to the airport after this. Mr. Pavlovich is my porter. He's taking my bag, so I have a hand free to talk to you. So
very good.
So tell Mr. Pavlovich thank you the next time you have him on the air.
At Alex Pavlovich, we like him. We will have him on quite often. Boy, what a season this has been so far, and. You know, I look at how do you make this thing better. And you're right. This ball club is very, very thin. There's not a lot of room for injuries. And the young guys haven't really stepped up the way we thought they were. And I put Blanco in there. I put Belt in there. Crawford's terrific. Torres, I'm not sure if I'd call him a young guy, but he's sort of a bench guy. Maybe the only bench guy that contributes at all. But do you see them going out and making a move here? If this continues for the month of June, what would you do? Where would you start to upgrade this ball club?
Well, I think you got to get a little closer to the trade deadline. You evaluate from there. But, I think definitely the easiest pieces to add are your bullpen pieces. I mean, they haven't played 60 games, and George Contos has appeared in 30 and has certainly, worn down a little bit. He's one off the major league lead for appearances. Normally that's a sidewinding, one batter lefty is the guy who gets who leads the league in appearances, and they're running him down. So I think bullpen arms are always what Sabian looks for. You always find some experienced bats off the bench. It's harder to find an everyday guy. It's harder to find a Carlos Beltran like they did a couple of years ago. You got to pay the price when you do that.
Or Hunter Pence. Yeah, Pence would be another one. But let me ask you this, Andy. Let me ask you this. Is Posey somewhere in the mix here at fault? And I say it just because we're analyzing baseball. When you get a pitcher who can't shut down an inning and you keep throwing sort of the same pitch in the same area and it keeps getting lit up, don't you have to change your pattern of pitching and say, all right, that's not working. Let's see what's working. Let me find a pitch that's working here. And Posey, being a rather inexperienced catcher, he's won all the honors in the world. He's the greatest player, greatest catcher in the history of baseball. But game calling takes time to figure it out. Is he in the mix of this thing of analyzing it?
Well, and that's why I asked him a week or two ago, do you take these games home with you? And he said, absolutely, he does, because, part of his responsibility as a catcher is to put these guys in the best position to succeed. Mike Kruko pointed out recently, a guy like Barry Zito on the mound, he's going to throw whatever pitch he wants. It's up to him to call his own game. Now, I did speak to a scout between games in the doubleheader yesterday, and he said, why is Kane throwing so many cutters? It's just cutter after cutter. It looked like, I think, 7 of the 9 hits he allowed in that inning were on fastballs. But then when he threw a first-pitch curve to Cosmo looked like he was expecting it. So you wonder if maybe there is some sort of intel. Mike Matheny, Benji Molina, those two guys caught him in his career. Benji's caught more innings than anybody. So you wonder if they picked up something on him. But sure, maybe Posey is giving away something a little too soon in his setup. But I'm not saying that's happening, but it's one of the possibilities they're going to have to look at because, especially these two innings the Cardinals have had against Kane, it's just been kind of creepy how it's happened. I think Buster does a good job. I think he prepares. I think he does everything a catcher should do. We've had some catchers that have been very diligent here. We've had some that haven't been very diligent. It's apparent over time. And I think Buster is pretty diligent. Takes his role very seriously on defense, and I think he's doing everything he can.
Yeah, all right. I just think it takes experience sometimes. If a scout said he threw all the cutters in a row, well, you get away from it. Throw something else, and I guess that's my point. We'll see how that develops over the year. You had a good stat today. Being Giants outscored 44-8 in the first three innings over certain stretch of games. So my key to the game today for Chad Godin, get to the fourth inning without giving up a run.
Oh, yeah. And the Cardinals are going to load their lineup with lefties because right-handers batting 130 against them and lefties are batting something to the tune of about 370.
341 for the lefties.
Okay. Righty, not quite as bad.
Righties 130 for the righties. That's what's going on there.
So it's going to be a lefty-loaded lineup for the Cardinals today for sure.
All right. Well, it doesn't get any easier. They come home with the Blue Jays and Josh Johnson and R.A. Dickey. Then it's off to Arizona, Pittsburgh, and Atlanta. This, as I said, you know, you got now 27 games during the month because you had the rainout is now a June game. So 9 home, 18 on the road. My goodness, if they could win 13 and 14, I would take it right now.
Make it to July 4th, Marty. That is the mission of
right.
this team.
Right.
Make it to July 4th without being dead and buried. And if they can do that, then I think you can see a team that can start climbing. They'll play the Padres more, they'll play the Marlins, some of these other teams that you can actually start winning some series, and you're not in survival mode, and they'll be home more. But July 4th, that's the day that it turns for me. I think if they can get there, they'll be okay.
I'm with you. That's right after the Cincinnati road trip. Andy, thanks so much. Alex, thanks for carrying Andy's bags. Extra bags.
Alex says, Marty says, thank you, Alex.
CSN
yeah,
bags. All right. We love Alex. And you guys, thank you so much for your time on this Sunday morning. How's the weather, by the way? Is weather okay?
Cloudy, cool, not muggy. Doesn't seem like rain. I think we'll be okay.
Cool. All right, Andy.
Better than 96 with a heat index of 106.
Really? But it's been that way before. Hey, have a good trip home. I'll see you on Tuesday out at the park. Andy, thanks so much.
Okay, take care, Marty.
All right. That is Andy Baggley, Extra Bags, B-A-G-G-S. And he always does a good job. It's his blog, but at CSN Bags on the Twitter. Always a lot of fun to have him on.